Hey, it's overslept Chris Laker. That's me. I'm Chris Laker. What up? What up? What up? 10:32. I got up not that long ago. Fed the cats. Whatever, whatever. From Twitter, at Zarwek. He's this dude who, when I was talking shit about Oakley, said, "Hey, I wear Oakleys because they cover my eyes. I work in a sand mine." And I'm like, "What the fuck? You work in a sand mine? What the hell is that like?" So he tweeted a picture of the sand mine at me, and it's pretty fucking cool. It's this huge pit. I feel like an idiot. I would have just think sand is only at the beach, but nope. It's in the middle of Illinois, in a big pit. And these full of like the cool trucks that you fucking wish you could like maneuver, but it's way too difficult. I mean, it would have to be, right? You gotta learn. That's why I never got into the big truck game. I would have dug that shit. I used to want to be like, even just like a long haul trucker, a dude driving across the country, going from truck stop to truck stop, eating good, and meeting nice ladies at the truck stops and all that stuff. I would have done that, but that's something else you gotta learn, as is this. But it looks cool, Zarwek. Thank you for sending that, and thank you for mining the sand that we need so much in this country. I guess for cement and for other things. So that's a contribution. That's doing something. You know what I mean? I don't usually have jobs I feel like contribute to something. This podcast is nothing. It's a digital file that just is being shared across the internet, but it's not a thing. It's not sand. That's a crucial ingredient in things that need to be, you know. Enough that there's this huge mine. It's needed. So, that's a physical thing. I'm giving something that's not physical. Even when I was an accountant, you're really doing nothing that's needed in life. Because here's the thing, none of those accounting firms didn't stop the fucking financial collapse. They're not going to stop the next financial collapse. They are doing, you're really just doing some kind of homework and making things fit that the client tells you to make fit, and then maybe you push back. And I was never high level. I was just a low level dude over there at Deloitte while in the waning days of that bubble that burst right after I got out of there. So accounting, there's really, you're not really doing it. I wasn't really, if you're in a cubicle making spreadsheets, you're not really making a thing. Some of you are, not saying, but I'm saying none of the jobs I had doing that created a thing. And I feel like people like in construction of any type, they make real things, and I admire that. Although I would never do it. Yeah, it's like the military. I have, or waiting tables. I have admiration for both those people that would do either one of those things. Maybe more, I'm not saying more admiration doesn't deserve to go to the troops, of course. Not one of those guys. I'm not one of these lefties. I'm a lefty, but you know, I am respected. People will do that gig because I won't do it. And it's important. But waiters also, I won't do that gig. That looks like hell. It's not as hard as the military, but I don't see them. I see the waiters everywhere, all the time. A lot of restaurants in my neighborhood. Just walking by a restaurant, seeing them work, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so happy that don't do that. When I see the military here in New York City, they're at the they're I think they're National Guard. They're at Penn Station. They'll be. I went to Penn Station yesterday because Jacqueline was going to D.C. on the Amtrak, so I went over there with her. And you see, they're I guess they're some type of National Guard military because they're in camouflage, and they're carrying really big guns, and they're just you know, they're standing, they're hanging out there, looking for suspicious characters, you know, any kind of terrorist threat. But when they're doing that there, that looks better than being a waiter, because they're not, because they're in camouflage, people don't ask them for shit. You don't ask somebody in camouflage for directions. You ask, you know what I mean, you go into the fucking Hudson News and ask for directions. Don't ask the person that, have some respect for a uniform. So I think now everything they had to do to get to the point of that, I wouldn't do. But I'm just saying, I'm not. I didn't see their boot camp. Waiters, you're seeing their boot camp. So that's why it's more ever present in my mind. I'm not trying to make any kind of argument. I'm just saying why in my mind I'm lumping these things together. And you know, they're serving the people. Yeah. And her doctor, that's another, that's a real job, very real job. It's a big, big deal job. I wouldn't have anything to do with it. Because you got all that school, and you have to deal with the people, just like a waiter. Except you can be shit, doctors can be so shitty to you. A waiter can, if a waiter tried to be shitty to you the way a doctor is shitty to you, you would walk out of that restaurant and go find another friend. Then you'd be, oh, well, doctor, you know, what's it? They're both people. They both deserve. You're all, everybody involved in this situation that we're talking about, whether it's a waiter-eater relationship or a doctor-patient relationship, everybody's people that deserve to be respected, yet, nope. Somebody's got to be a dick. Usually, in the way, well, waiters do that too. You know, when they refuse, when a waiter doesn't write shit down and then fucks your order up, and that's not even a joke. That happens all the time. And then they try to act like you didn't say that shit. And then it's, well, now it's up to you. You can still, but as a eater, you're able to argue. Now, if a doctor says something to you and you're like, want to argue with that doctor, doctor ain't having it. Doctor's going to fucking shut you down. So doctor's above you. And you, well, it's also because they make you call them a title. You got to call them doctor. You don't got to call the waiter server. Server. That's the what? I just realized I should be saying server this whole time. But they don't make you call them by a title. Doctor, you got to call them by a title. And shouldn't we do away with the titles? Like, nobody calls somebody Mr. or Mrs. Name. You meet somebody, you call them by their first name. They'd be crazy to be like, imagine you met somebody and they're, you know, like, hey, I'm Chris. And like, hey, I'm Mr. Cameron. And aren't you James Cameron, the director? I go by Mr. Cameron. Thank you very much. You don't know me well enough to go calling me by my first name. That'd be fucking weird. You'd be weirded out by anybody doing that. But doctors do that shit. Gotta call that doctor or whatever. For what? I didn't tell you to go to school, dude. You went. But my doctor's pretty chill. Guy, I only went to him once, but he seems all right. But I used to work in a doctor's office. That was something. I filed files. I guess that was actually doing something, because I would mail would come in with medical information, and I would sort it, and doctors would see it. So that was a real job. That's probably the only real job I've ever had. That and selling fish at the supermarket. Because people needed fish, I gave it to them. Those are the only two important jobs I've ever had. So everything else has been insignificant, including every pursuit that I'm currently in. It was really fishing, filing these medical information was where I was had some meaning. But the doctors in that office, I would say 50-50. There's four doctors. One of them, Dr. Schwartz. This guy, Dr. Schwartz, was a fucking asshole. Worst dude. And the other three were different kinds of okay, but they would still be shitty to the patients. I saw that shit. Yeah, you hear that? That's my cat. That's my cat Mabel running on this big ass wheel, and that we have in the apartment that takes up a ridiculous amount of my very small apartment. One day I'm going to take you live through this apartment, and you won't even understand how I live in such a small place. I guarantee you nobody listening to this show has a smaller place than me. I don't think you could. We could. I've seen smaller places, but you'd have to be living by yourself. Not two people and two cats with this big-ass wheel. Dr. Schwartz was a dick. And I'll say that all day long. I'd say it to his fucking face. First of all, he wore bow ties. You know, and that I'm not even going to ask anybody if you wear a bow tie. If you're wearing a bow tie, stop it. Don't give me. There's no excuse for a bow tie. They're terrible. So he wore a bow tie. So I knew he was a dick right from there. And then he would get mad at me for giving him files. There's that wheel again. She's good. She's a good runner. Anyway, so he would get mad. He just didn't like me. I've had that effect on different people, where they just hate my guts like right away. You know, there was this other dude, who was like a production manager when I worked on a show. I PA'd on a few things for a little while, and there was this one dude. There's a couple of people at times I had bosses that just hated my guts like right from the beginning. But you turn over jobs so quick, you kind of just suffer through it, you know. But Schwartz just fucking hated me, and he was just always shitty to me, and he seemed like he was shitty and dismissive to his patients. And but still, he was contributing somehow. But what a dick that guy is. This is kind of gone on for, there's no reason, if you have employees, to treat them shitty. That's all. And I'm not even getting into specifics. I don't know why, because I'm trying to remember them, I guess. He would get mad every... This is the thing. The doctors hate going through paperwork, but they have a ton of it. And so he hated doing it, and he associated it with me, even though it just funnels through me. I'm just giving you your stupid shit. This is it. And so he just associated the work with me, so he didn't like me, and he was yell when he got stuff. It's like, dude, I don't, you know, we all, none of us in this situation are happy, all right? But if you have a Dr. Schwartz, and he wears a bow tie, chances are he's a dick. That's my, the other doctors are all right. One of the doctors was like a younger dude and wanted to like hang out, like because we lived close to each other, and he was trying to, and I was like, no, dude, that was awkward, because I don't want to hang out. He was like, in retrospect, that was mean, but it was honest. I didn't want to make friends with the guy I doctor that I worked with. It seemed a little weird. I don't, you know, work friends or so. I made one lasting relationship at work that I can think of. That still isn't lasting, but that I kept in touch with after I worked in that world. And that was because she was a chick. That that I hooked up with. And now I don't talk to her anymore because we are both otherwise, you know, we've both been in relationships for years and years and years, and it really, but I mean, it was like she was a good friend, but whatever. That's way off track. She is I should cut that out. I don't edit the show. Let's move on to a different topic. What's going on in the news? Look at FARC. FARC is where I go for news stories when I'm writing monologue jokes. So it's like maybe there'll be something. Not much going on. It's Saturday, you know? Sorry about that fucking... This episode started off okay and then got off into like a... I feel like I just... you know what happened? Is that I ate an edible yesterday. Jacqueline's out of town, so I feel like, oh, I need to get high. And I had this edible sitting around, and I ate it, and it just made me so insanely high. I couldn't go out anywhere. And then I just walked around the neighborhood being high, which is like one of my favorite activities to do, is walk around the Upper West Side high, listening to podcasts, eating almonds, which is what, and it was perfect weather for it. It was like cold, but not like that cold, and walking through the park, and, you know, it was great. It was a great time, but it's not like smoking pot. These edibles, like, leave you kind of stupid the next day. I'm not touching those again. This is just given to me, you know. It was given to me a while ago. I was sitting around, and I was like, oh, this would be the perfect day to just eat this, but, oh, God. My brain is stupid today. I'm all for, like, weed. I think it's great. And it's fun. But you can't deny that it's... If you're going to do it a lot, it takes a toll. Or maybe it's just the edibles, man. I ain't touching edibles again. It wasn't even like it freaked me out. That's the thing you hear about. Like, oh, it freaks you out. So I got really, really high. It was fun, but it was... it's too taxing. I don't like... That's the thing about... That's what I always liked about weed. Is that you just like, hey, I get high. And then a few hours later, I'm not high. And then I go to bed. But, it was all over. And then I went to sleep too early. And then I woke up at like 3 and was up for like 2 hours watching Real Time with Bill Maher. Which I shouldn't have watched because I shouldn't have given ratings to that Milo. That guy stinks. I don't care. I don't care if he's on a show. I'm not saying he shouldn't be on a show or he should be protested at. I would never protest somebody like that. I think the best thing you could do with people like that is ignore them. The guy's an asshole, and he's not that. And he's. I don't like people that that try to do that are trying to do comedy and they're not really doing. I don't know. It's like there's some cheating in that. I'm going to be a provocateur and try to put on this show where it's supposed to be sort of comedy, but really it's just me saying outlandish shit. That's I don't know. I just don't dig that dude. And the fact that he's the alt-right's fucking just like a shit show. And he the Nazis, I don't know what, there's Nazis in there and then he's in there and but the Nazis don't like him, so he thinks he's okay. I don't know. I don't like that dude. But he was on Bill Maher. So I watched that. And it was whatever. I like Bill Maher's show, though. I just don't find that Milo's a real insightful mind on the right. It's not, and to just keep saying I'm for free speech because I want to say these terrible things. I'm all for free speech too, of course. I think, but there's things that we agree to do in polite society, and being mean to people for no reason, just to prove a point, that I don't see as like. I think those points have been made. It's a real childish way of looking at it. I think that's just me. I don't. Maybe if you, I don't know why I have this fear that there's out of the small but you know not it's not it's the small number of people listening that there's a bunch of all right people in there. I don't think that they'd be listening to the show. But you never know. It's hard to find good entertainment, good conservative entertainment. Most of the entertainers are liberal. Not that this is entertainment. I understand it's not. I don't know. So that's why I'm a little out of it today, and I'm sorry for that. But we have reached the 20-minute mark, and you guys have been fantastic. And I will see you tomorrow. Tweet at me, of course, anything. At Chris Laker, and you can email me, chrislaker.com. If you're not on Twitter, Facebook, you can find me on there. Whatever my name is there, you search, find me. Okay. I think. Oh, and if you can add me as a friend on Facebook, write down that you're a listener to the show, so I'll accept your request. Because, you know, there's a lot of fucking fake people, fake requests that they just want to tag you in sunglass ads, so I don't accept everybody. But if you tell me that when I don't know who you are, all right, that's it. Thank you guys. We love you.